We're up to Simin Tofresh Mem Tes Siv Dalet, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Ginos Hatzi'irim Shalov Dekachavim. Apparently, that's what these gardens that they had around the Avodas Kachavim were called. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Kayotze Behem Mibote Shimshehem Muter Lito Misham Lulav Oshar Minim LeMitzvah. You're allowed to take a lulav from there or other minim for mitzvah. The Mizadas and Arav as well. Says the Ramav, afilo hilan atua lefnei avodas kachavim, even if the tree itself is in front of the avodah zara, kolzman shein ovdin ha'ilan, as long as we're not talking about a tree itself that is being worshipped. Now, exactly what is going on here? So the halacha is as follows. Trees that were planted in front of avodah zara for the sake of beautifying the avodah zara are considered mishamshe avodah zara and they are aser. However, trees that are not that were not planted for the sake of beautifying the Avodah Zarah, they are the property of the priests. In other words, they're part of the whole complex, and they're the property of the priests. So the halacha there is that they do not have a shem Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're allowed to use them for Arba Minim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that we find in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to pay for it, because you're giving the Avodah Zarah money. The Ramah there argues and says that as long as the money goes to the priests and not to the actual upkeep of the Avodah Zarah, then it would be mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that he brings that lechatchila, it is aser to go ahead and take them. It's only that you're yotze b'di'evid. However, the mashmos of the Mechaber is that it's not a b'di'evid, that it's mutter even lechatchila. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that what we must be talking about is that, first of all, it is not serving the Avodah Zarah itself. It's not there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. It's not in the chotzer of the Avodah Zarah itself. As well as the money is not going to the upkeep of the Avodah Zarah, then there's nothing wrong with that, even lechatchila. The Ramah says that's only if they didn't worship it. What happens if you have a tree that someone bows down to? What is its status in halacha? So the halacha is like this. Anything that is mechubra lakarka, that someone goes and bows down to, does not get a shem avodah zarah. If you have some pagan that goes and bows down to a mountain, so we learn out of the pasuk, the mountain doesn't become avodah zarah. He cannot aser a davar mechubra. However, once he bowed down to it, anything that grows after that will become avodah zarah. So if he bows down to a tree, a palm tree, and then a lulav grows on it, so that lulav already does have a shem avodah zarah. Even though the tree itself will not get a shem iser, the halach is it is still mous, and you're not supposed to go and use that for arba minim. What happens if you have such a thing, a tree that an Ovid Kachavma, a pagan, went and bowed down to? Then he goes ahead and chops off a piece and sells it to you. Some hold that that has a shem of bittel. If he chopped it off, then he's already being mevatelit. So some hold that that's called bittel of his avodah zara. And remember, the halacha is that if a non-Jew owns avodah zara and the non-Jew is mevatelit, the avodah zara is bottle, and from that point on, it is mutter.